Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2014 second quarter and first half results conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tachke, Investor Relations Manager of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending our conference call today. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first half 2014 results. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We are pleased to announce our results for the first half 2014, which show sales growth and, in particular, significant margin improvement. Let's comment on the sales. Consolidated revenue is 577.6 million euro, up by 6.3%. These sales include those generated by the Spanish company, Casa&Fleet, and the Tunisian company, Opalia Pharma, the two company acquired in October 2013 for an amount of 23.2 million and 8 million, respectively. On the other hand, let me comment that during 2014, some currencies were significantly evaluated, mainly the Russian ruble and the Turkish lira, for an estimated effect of 20 million euro on sales. Excluding the contribution of the new acquisitions and the negative currency effect, sales growth would have been 3.6%. This is an organic development of our sales line. As already stated, in the first half, there is a significant margin improvement. EBITDA at 27.9% of sales is 141.9 million and is up by 18.2%. Operating income at 24% of sales is 121.8 million. Here, an increase of 18.8%. Net income and 16.4% of sales is 83 million euro. Here, an increase of 18.1% over the first half of 2013, then a very significant improvement in all our margin. Let me also say that during the period, we obtained a new product, Vitaros, for the treatment of erectile dysfunction under license from Arbricus Biosciences. We have acquired a further 23% of Opalia Pharma in Tunisia. Therefore, in July, our orphan drug, Carbaglu, was granted orphan drug designation by the FDA in the U.S. for its use in the treatment of organic acidemia, a development which is in place for this drug in the U.S.A. Slide number three. Here we are, we present the main product sales. Let's start with Zanidip, our lercanidipine in a plain. Zanidip sales decreased by 4.6% as a result of generic competition, mainly in Italy, and a negative currency effect in Turkey. In Turkey, Zanidip sales are growing, but in euro translation, there is a negative impact. Sales are stable in France and grow significantly in North Africa, mainly in Algeria. Sales of Zanipress are up by 6.5%. Zanipress is our combination between lercanidipine and enalapril, and we have a good performance overall, but mainly we have a very strong performance on the product in Italy. Urorec, here we are talking about silodosin, has been successfully launched in 25 countries, with sales of 28.4 million in the first half of this year, up 25.4%, mainly due to the performance of the product in Italy, in Spain, and in France, and by licensees in other countries. Here again, we have a very good performance in Turkey, but with the effect of the current, due to the currency effect, is not so growing as in the other market that I have underlined. Let's move on. Pitavastatina, sales of Livazo in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece, and through a license agreement in Switzerland are 12.4 million, up by 11.2%. Our specialties, which are indicated for the treatment of rare disease or orphan disease, overall generated sales of 60.3 million in the first half. These sales are down by 0.7%, which is due entirely to the termination of the Adagene license in the main countries. Altogether, the other products in the portfolio grow by 14.3%, therefore we confirm a double-digit growth for our current portfolio for the treatment of rare disease. Slide number 4, here we have a graph which shows the breakdown of our revenue by type of products. Let's move on the composition of our revenue by geography. We are in slide number 5. And let's start with our Italian market. Sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are down by 0.8% compared to those of the same period the preceding year due to the Adagene license termination. And starting from end of May, we have also the termination of the license of Entact Escitalopram, which was an important product in our Italian portfolio. All the other main corporate products are performing well. Let's say that we have in Italy we have a good performance despite these two important terminations. Pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 3.4%, mainly due to the sales decrease in the OTC line of product indicated for the treatment of ENT disorder, due mainly to seasonal factors. Urorec, Cipsilodos and Methadone are performing well. In Germany, sales are up by 9.3% thanks to the sales growth of Ortoton, of Zanipress, and of the orthopedic product line. Then, we expect a 10% growth in Germany, and we are in line with our expectation. Revenue generated in Russia and the other CIS countries is down by 11.3% compared to the same period of the preceding year, mainly due to negative currency effect of 6.4 million. Sales in Russia, in local currency, to have an idea of the performance, we prefer to comment the performance in local currency. Here in Russia, sales are up by 1.3%. Let me underline again that as from January 2014, the distribution of product in the Russian territory is handled directly by our subsidiary and no longer through direct sales to importers. This has involved the setting up of local inventory and the consequent reduction of stock held by the distributor. In the second quarter, sales grow by 16.2%, which this performance has more than compensated the decrease in the first quarter due to this reorganization of the distribution channel. And we have a very low first quarter, which was mainly due to the reorganization of the distribution channel, and starting from the second quarter, we continue to grow our sales in local currency in the Russian market. In Spain, here we have a very strong performance, but let me underline that sales include 21.3 million, which are generated by the Spanish, 21.3 million, which are generated by the company Cousin Fleet, acquired in the first quarter of 2013. The company main product is Citraflit, a preparation for colonoscopy, which is part of our corporate product portfolio, and Citrafit is also marketed in other European countries, and we are progressively trying to sell directly in through our subsidiary this product, which is now a corporate product in all the major European countries. Livazo and Uroreg, our corporate product in Spain, are also performing well. Sales in Turkey are down by 3.3% due to a negative currency exchange effect of euro 10.9 million. In local currency, here again, our Turkish sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 20.2%, thanks mainly to the very good performance of the corporate product Protoglyvenol, Uroreg, Zanipress, and of the main local product. Let me say that we have a very good performance locally by our Turkish subsidiary. The group pharmaceutical business in USA is dedicated to the marketing of products for only to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in the first half 2014 are 27.7 million, here up by 15.6%. Very strong performance despite a negative currency effect. Sales in North Africa are 19.8 million euro and comprise both the export sales generated by Bucherà Recordati in these countries, in particular in Algeria, which were previously shown under other international sales, and sales generated by Opalia Pharma, the Tunisian pharmaceutical company, as I said, acquired during the first quarter 2013. These company sales are 8 million euro in the first half. Sales in Portugal are up by 15.1% thanks to good performance of the corporate product Livazo, Transarte, Uroreca, as well as to the contribution of the product sold by the Portuguese subsidiary of the newly acquired Spanish company Cadenfleet, here for an amount of 1.7 million. Then, as I said, we are trying to develop the garden business not only in Spain but in Portugal, in Germany, where garden Citrafleet is an important product in our portfolio, and progressively in the major European markets. Let me finish with the other international sales, which grow by 3.8% and comprise the sales to our licensees for our corporate products, Bucherà Recordati export sales and export of Orphan Europe worldwide, excluding the USA, which is treated together with our USA business. On slide number 6, we can see the graph which shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue. And here it's worth mentioning our growing presence in Spain and North Africa following our recent acquisition, but we confirm that we are reducing our presence in Italy and we continue to develop the business outside Italy in Europe with this new important business also in the USA. First half 2013 results, slide number 7. We have already talked about the revenue for the period. Let's move to the profitability. Gross profit is 336.6 million with a margin of 66.3% on sales, an increase compared to that of the first half 2013, and this is due to a positive mix effect following the addition of to the portfolio of the products belonging to the two companies acquired, mainly to the Cadenfleet portfolio, and the sales reduction of Adagen and Entac, the two contracts for which we have the contract termination, which relatively low margin. We are talking Adagen and Entac were relatively low margin products. Selling expenses as a percentage of sales, they are down compared to the same period of the preceding year, and this is due to the overall containment in all markets and also to synergies obtained with the integration of the newly acquired company in Spain. R&D expenses are 40.7 million euro. Here are our R&D expenses are up by 7.2%. G G&A expenses are up by 5.4% and are substantially stable as a percentage of sales. And then, thanks to, in particular, to the higher gross margin and to the lower incidence of selling expenses, EBIT in the first half increased to 24% of sales. Net financial charges are 8.8 million, here an increase of 1.1 million, due mainly to the interest accrued on a higher level of indebtedness, in particular related to the medium long-term loans that we had raised at the end of 2013. The effective tax rate during the period is 26.5%, substantially unchanged compared to that of the same period of the preceding year. Finally, net income at 16.4% of sales is 83 million euro, an increase of 18.1% over the same period of the preceding year. Net income growth is slightly lower than the growth in operating income due to higher incidence of financial expenses, but our net income is increasing by 18.1%. I would like to underline this very good performance. Financial position, slide number 8. At the end of June, the net financial position shows a net debt of 211 million, a reduction of 50 million compared to the end of last year. Let me underline that during the period there were some extraordinary or payment. In particular, there was a residual amount of 2.7 million paid for the acquisition of the Spanish company Cadenfleet. 1.8 million were paid as an upfront payment to Apricus for the Vitaros license agreement. Then we have a payment of 4.3 million due to the acquisition of further 23% of the share capital of Opalia Pharma, and even more important, dividends were distributed for a total of 22.4 million. Then very strong cash generation in the first half, in line with our expectation, which is to have a cash flow generation slightly above the net income of the same period. Slide 11, here our objective for our target for the full year 2014, and we confirm our target for the full year, in particular sales in 2014, despite two important license terminations and a significant negative currency effect. Our objective is to achieve sales of slightly below 1 billion euro. Regarding margin, we expect also for the full year margin improvement, thanks mainly to the better margin of the new business acquired relatively to the low margin of terminated products. Therefore, we confirm that we expect EBIT to exceed 220 million euro and net income to exceed 150 million euro. Okay, thanks for your attention, and now I am available for any possible question you may have.
Could you please open the question and answer period?
Certainly, madam. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Ms. Eleanor Fung of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, madam.
Hi, three questions, please, if I may. Firstly, on SG&A spend, you've reduced your margins versus last year. Just wondering if you could comment on how you've been able to improve this margin and how we should expect SG&A spend to evolve for the remaining quarters in 2014 and to the midterm. Secondly, on the Russian Poland destocking, just wondering when you might expect sales to normalize. And then finally, on the recent tensions around the Russia CIS region, just curious if you've seen any non-FX disruption to your sales channel and whether or not you expect any going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Then, first question was linked mainly to SG&A expenses, but I would like to comment mainly the selling expenses because we are G&A expenses are slightly in line, as I said during the conference call, with the previous year. We are reducing our selling expenses now in the first quarter. As a percentage of selling expenses were 34.2, and selling expenses just a moment. And we are reducing by 1% as a percent of sales our selling expenses. This is due to an overall good management in all our countries. We are increasing sales, and we are not increasing, we are slightly reducing our sales organization. And with what we can expect for the full year regarding selling expenses, let me say that we expect to have selling expenses in the region between 28-29%. Also, an important contribution was linked to the integration of Cazenfleet, and this is a clear direction that if we increase our sales in the market, we have already an existing present, we can leverage our selling expenses. Then it's not nothing extraordinary, let me say, just the overall control in all the market, and an important contribution mainly in Spain, where we have a development of the sales force, of the sales line, without a strong increase of our sales force. Russian policy, here I told you during the conference call that in the first quarter we have this reorganization, then we in the second quarter we increase our sales by a double digit growth, 16%. Then let me say that starting from the second quarter we expect to have our business, our stock management system, let me say, normalize in Russia. Then we expect for the second half to continue to have this level of growth, and for the full year, as I stated in the previous conference call for the first quarter result, we expect to grow by between 10-20%, because there is a good performance of our product in Russia. Regarding the overall area, Russia and CIS market, let's say that for the time being in Russia we haven't seen particular difficulties. Let me say also that part of our products are produced in Russia, and then there is no impact from any possible decision regarding importation of product in Russia. But let's say that overall we haven't seen particular tension in our Russian business, while in Ukraine we are now a stable business, and for sure here the impact is more important. We expected the growth, we have a very good portfolio in Ukraine, we expect it to grow significantly in 2014. For the time being, our expectation is to keep our business stable. Then some impact on Ukraine, for the time being not major impact in our Russian business.
Thank you.
Bye.
The next question is from Mr. Martino De Ambrogi of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Fritz, the first question is on the R&D costs, where in the region of 8% also in Q2. If I remember correctly, the guidance factored in 9%, but maybe I'm wrong. So just an update on this issue for the full year guidance.
It's the only question.
No, I start with the first one.
Okay, then. Do you want immediate answer?
Well, by the end of the call.
Okay, then we are increasing our index spaces by 7.2%, and then we are in the lower part of the range. We expected to be 8-9%. Then, as usual, this is linked to the phase 3 development, and then probably for the full year we could be not at 9% but a bit less, but in any case we expect to remain between 8 to 9%. But there are sometimes some delay in the enrollment, some delay in some clinical development, and then this is, but overall let me confirm that we think R&D expenses will remain between 8 to 9%.
Okay, perfect. The second is on actually, I don't know if you have any idea of what could be the potential impact of the, I don't know the stage of discussion, but for the price revision in Italy, the, some cost saving initiative starting from the Italian authorities. So I don't know if you have already an idea or...
Let's say that we frankly speaking, we don't expect major changes in the way which authorities try to control the expenditure. Then in Italy, the major point is the excess in the hospital business, but we are no, we have no high important presence in this sector, and then we expect the pharmacy level of in the pharmaceutical expenditure to be in line with the expectation, and then some possible payback, but in line with what we have accrued and we have paid in 2013. Then no major changes in Italy. There are also some possible changes in France, but here again there could be some impact, but this is the normal life for a pharmaceutical company in this market. Then the usual cost controlling policy, but not something extraordinary for 2015.
Okay, and on the currency effect, based on the existing, the current Forex, what is the expectation you have for the second half of this year?
We had the 20 million, let me comment again. On sales level, we had a 20 million effect in the first half. We expect this 20 million to be less significant in the second part because the depreciation, devaluation of the Turkish lira and the ruble started in the, at the end of the first half, and then we have the comparison is not with very high level of ruble and Turkish lira as in the first quarter, in the first half 2013, but with a different level in the second half. Then we could expect half, let me say, of this impact in the second half compared to the 20 million in the first half. On the other hand, we have also a impact in our selling and expenses, because mainly SG&A expenses, because we have also organization and we have costs which are denominated in ruble and in Turkish lira, and then in overall in the first quarter the impact is not 20 million but it's 20 million less, one significant impact also in the cost denominated in this currency.
Okay, and the very last question on the pitavastatin and Urorec, just to have an idea, an update on the sales trend for these two molecules products for the current year.
Okay, regarding Urorec, now we have launched the drug in 25 countries. Sales are growing. Expectation in our business plan was to increase more than 25%. We are in line. We have a more higher level of sales in the first quarter, but this is just due to the normal trend in the market. We confirm the positive trend of Urorec. We are gaining market share. We are growing in the major market. We are doing a very strong performance in Italy, also in France, and then we are very pleased by the Urorec performance, and we are in line for achieving our medium long-term target. For Livazo here, in the first half, the increase was 11.2%. The expectation was higher than 20%. But here is not just this difference, is the fact that we continue to believe that Livazo will be an important drug in some selective market and not in the major market as Eurorec, because we continue to have difficulties in obtaining in Italy and France a premium price for this drug. Then, now we have obtained the approval and the product in Greece, and this is the reason why we expect we are developing the drug also in Switzerland, and then we continue to believe that this will be more a selective approach rather than an overall launch, and we could expect this kind of increase going forward, and for more significant increase we had to add other important market. We expect the first one to be Turkish probably in 2015.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Mr. Chris Cooper of Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there, thanks for taking my questions. Just a couple left, please. First of all, on the other international sales segment, if we look at it on a quarter-by-quarter basis, there's been quite a sharp sequential slowdown. I was just hoping you could elaborate a bit here, please, and just give us an idea about how we should be thinking about that for the second half of the year. And the second question, please, is really on the generics market in Italy. It's our understanding that things have improved quite a lot there with strong volume growth this year. I was just hoping to get your thoughts on how you can manage this and protect volumes in your off-patent prescription business. And also maybe just to get your thoughts, please, as well,
okay,
on what kind of volume declines you're seeing there. Thank you.
Okay, then. Regarding the first question, our international sales are mainly sales to our licensees. Then you could find in the quarter-by-quarter analysis some stock impact, because we are not talking mainly to sales in the market, which are completely controlled by our distribution policy, but it's something that we supply our licensees, and sometimes they order once a year, and then we could find one quarter more significant than the other. Then we expect overall these sales to increase for the full year, because the bulk of the business represented by our sales of corporate product to licensees, and we expect this business, despite generic competition of lercanidipina, to slightly increase for the full year 2014. Then we prefer to analyze the other sales not on a quarterly basis but on a yearly basis, because there are some stock impact which is not simple to be managed, because it's based on the policy of the licensees. Second point, generic market. As I have commented during my conference call, we are very pleased by our performance in Italy, because despite if we exclude the orphan business, in which we had this important impact due to the termination of Adagen, the primary care business, let me call it this way, is growing despite the termination of the license of Entac at the end of May. We are keeping our market share. Then we are not concerned by the generic competition. Generic continue to increase, but let me say competition in the primary care business, competition to the GP is becoming less aggressive. Big Pharma tried to exit from this business. We have decided to remain, and our share of voice to the GP is increasing, even if we are slightly reducing our sales organization, and we are defending very well, even growing our branded generics. Then we are not concerned from the generic competition. We believe that we can continue to maintain, even increase our market share, probably gaining market share more from the other branded generic not yet promoted anymore, and not to reduce our market share due to the increase of the generic. Then in Italy you can see that generic is increasing, some branded generic are increasing because they continue to be promoted, and not promoted branded generic are reducing. We are in the second part, in the branded generic promoted, and we are growing our market share not in all our major products, but in the major ones. Then for us, it's not a concern, the generic increase of in the Italian market. Is it enough?
The next question. I'm sorry, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Okay. Mr. Squillo, Ms. Tachke, there are no questions registered at this time.
Okay,
okay,
so we say goodbye to everybody and thank you for attending our call.
Goodbye.